Here's another feature from NPR's Live in Berlin files. In the next couple of months, you might stumble over some driftwood in the middle of Berlin. Driftwood that was gathered by Danish-Icelandic artist Olafur Eliasson. It's part of his first solo show in a Berlin institution. Innenstadt außen, inner city out, connects the museum, the Martin-Gropius-Bau, with various places within the city. It's an exhibition that's quite different from Eliasson's monumental projects like the New York City waterfalls. The 43-year-old artist was questioning himself, wondering how he could change his approach from past shows in the US or Asia. Because of his intimate relationship with Berlin, he's been living and working here since the mid-90s, he was able to develop a different process for his show. A rather casual approach. The internationally acclaimed artist has already placed objects and installations around Berlin before the official opening of his exhibition. A bicycle with circular mirrors in place of wheels leans against a random building. A chalk line drawn through an abandoned park near Friedrichstraße suggests a new layout for the space.
Was natürlich auch interessant ist, ist, dass Leute eben was sieht und dann denken die.
Eliasson finds it interesting that people see these things and wonder if this is part of the exhibition or not. It's intriguing to him that some people might be sensitized and put into a search mode through the city, asking themselves, maybe that's art. And this idea that it's maybe art lets him think differently about the space. The Danish-Icelandic artist often explores the relationship between space, body, and time. For Inner City Out, he collaborated with curator Daniel Birnbaum, who was the director of the last Venice Biennale and is dean of the Städelschule in Frankfurt am Main.
He has a, I would say, unusually ambitious studio with lots of people working for him. It's a little bit like an architecture studio, perhaps. So he has architects and some scientists and people helping him with these projects. I mean, and that's, I guess, what he's known for, this rather interdisciplinary approach. And we thought that if we show the way he works, so it's more process-related and a little bit laboratory-style. And I guess it's almost as if we would make his way of working, his studio, public.
For one of Eliasson's most prominent works of art, Daniel Birnbaum has chosen the Pfaueninsel, Peacock Island, in southwestern Berlin, situated in the River Havel.
It's one of the most unbelievably rich historical places. There are many beautiful parks in Berlin, but the Pfaueninsel is a uniquely dense site, ideologically, philosophically, technologically. Every German king wanted to realize his own vision of the world there.
Olafur Eliasson decided to reconstruct his blind pavilion on the island, originally made for the 50th Venice Biennale. It's a construction made of steel and transparent black glass segments, which reflect and distort the visitor's surroundings. From the center of the pavilion, the view becomes completely black. Inner City Out at the Martin-Gropius-Bau opens on April 28th and runs until the 9th of August. The Blind Pavilion will be on the Pfaueninsel until the 31st of October. Various other outdoor projects by Eliasson are scattered throughout Berlin to be discovered. An example of Olafur Eliasson's work is on nprberlin.de. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.